Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington Police Officer Lyle Hansen about changes to the law that are impacting drivers. In regards to texting and driving, can you tell us what changed?
The main thing is it's changed from a secondary offense to a primary offense. What that means is that you can be pulled over for just that violation alone. You don't need another violation to justify the stop. That's the big change.
And is that with just texting or using your phone in general?
No, that's just texting. And when I say texting, it's more broad than that. Using email, texting, social media, any of that would be illegal.
So you can still use your GPS and set it off in the corner and it can talk to you?
Yes.
And is this something you see around here, drivers who text and drive?
Constantly.
Is it just teenagers?
No, absolutely not.
So if somebody does get pulled over for the primary offense of texting and driving, what happens then? What kind of fee or citation is issued?
Again, officer discretion. I think just in our beginning stages here, we're primarily writing written warnings, but a citation can be issued, and that scheduled fine for that is $30. By the time you add court costs, surcharges on that, you're talking about $105.
And why do you feel it's important to have this in place?
Well, just from personal experience, just driving, I know how distracted I can be, or anybody could be for that matter, just trying to read a text message depending on the light, and then also putting together an appropriate response to that text message and making sure to use a proper spelling, grammar, whatever, can sidetrack you enough that you're going to cross the center line or go off the roadway.
And have you seen this play a part in any accidents in the area?
I believe I have. However, that's somewhat skewed because people don't necessarily tell you that that's the reason that they went off the roadway. The only way we really can verify that is just by asking you and see what your response is.
And what's the best thing for people to keep in mind when they're driving in regards to their cell phone?
The best advice I can give is shut it off. I mean, that's the only way, at least for me personally, that's the only way you can guarantee that you're going to not be distracted by it. Plus, it's just human nature. If you get a call or a text message, a beep or whatever, you're going to want to know who that is, if it's important or not. And the chances are you're not going to pull over like the law specifies to see who that is that may be texting you or trying to contact you.
It's interesting for me to think back when I was learning how to drive, texting wasn't really a big thing, and how it's changed so quickly.
It has. You know, as technology evolves, I think eventually we're going to get in the technology there today where you can actually use verbal commands and send texts back and forth, which is legal as long as you're not touching your cell phone. So the technology's out there, and someday we'll be looking at that where maybe you can use your phone more as a phone and not necessarily a typewriter.
Again, with all of this, it's not just teenagers.
And in fact, contrary to that, I think, and it's been my personal experience, that I would say middle age is more guilty of it than even the teenagers.
And even those experienced drivers need to put that phone away.
Absolutely.
It's only been in effect almost a week now. Have you seen reports here in Washington of people being pulled over for this yet?
We have. I have stopped several cars myself. It's one of those laws that it's not the easiest to detect. I mean, you suspect it's going on, but you want to be sure of yourself before you stop somebody or impede them on their progress.
With this, if somebody were to get pulled over, can you remind us what people need to do? Getting pulled over is not something that people deal with on a daily basis.
The biggest thing to remember, the thing that aggravates me as a police officer, even in a small town of Washington, Iowa, is the law states that you stop immediately upon noticing red lights or sirens and pull to the right immediately. The reason that law is in place there is to get traffic pulled over, because it's not necessarily you that I want pulled over. Maybe it's two cars ahead of you. But if you just keep going down the roadway, then the other car, the suspect car, is continuing to build ground on me. And you got to remember, you might not be the one that's being stopped. So I guess the big thing is stop and pull the right. Of course, pull the right and then stop. But yes, common sense, put your hands on the steering wheel, be prepared to provide your insurance, your registration, and your driver's license. And I would just mention, with the new handgun laws in effect, it's kind of officer discretion, but I know it seems like the vast majority of officers would prefer you tell them if you have a gun in your car. Don't show them, just tell them. And they'll appreciate knowing that. They won't ask to see it. They may not ask you for your permit, but it's just kind of a nice heads up so we don't see something that's going to put us on point.
And talking about pulling over right away, it might not be a traffic stop. It might be that you're on the way to an emergency.
Or it's something as simple as a funeral escort. Just being decent, you know, that's a short moment in your time to show the respect for somebody, just to pull over and stop for 3 minutes. It's going to take us to get by you. You very well might not be the person that's even being pulled over, but some food for thought.
And that makes your day a lot easier.
Correct, and safer.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington Police Officer Lyle Hansen. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.